This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's airplane should be touching down about now, and we're like 10 minutes from the airport. She should be here in about 30, 40 minutes for the balance of transmission. Donald Trump is in the ATX today. I guess he'll be arriving later in his wide-body jet aircraft. To speak to a capacity crowd at the Travis County Expo Center in North Austin. Our crew will be there. Now, before we do have our guest joining us in studio, there is a lot to cover. But I wanted to first get a little bit more into, it's not that I don't have enough news, I have too much. I was talking to the crew during the break, and I'm just looking at all this insane stuff to cover, and I'm wondering, where should I start next? This is a short segment, so I'm thinking, let me just read headlines so you know what's coming up in this segment. Let's just do that. Administration near Syrian refugee goal, 9,077 Muslims, 47 Christians. That's CNS News, but that's a total government cover. They brought in 10,000 refugees into Austin, or I am a possum's uncle, and they always say they're from Syria. That's just the catch-all term. Southern Command warns Sunni extremists infiltrating from the south. FBI reportedly investigating whether Virginia stabbings were ISIS-inspired. And they admit the guy was trying to go join ISIS in Syria and was on a watch list, Fox News, but he yelled Allah Akbar while he stabbed him and tried to cut their heads off. In fact, we have the clip. But they're wondering whether it was Islamic related. Here it is.
Attempted ISIS-style beheading taking place inside the United States. The FBI is now investigating after Wasil Faruqi savagely stabbed a man and a woman and allegedly tried to behead them inside a Roanoke, Virginia apartment while yelling Allah Akbar. Now, what's even scarier is that he seems to have chosen his victims at random. He had no relationship with these victims whatsoever. He's been on the radar of authorities since trying to sneak into Syria last year. We're just getting this information into our newsroom. We'll bring you more as we get it.
And by the way, you know, you see these every couple of days in France or Germany. Like I saw one where it was a cop and his cop wife, but they were liberals and they brought the jihadi in and then he killed him. And the liberals were like, well, it's still sweet, loving. And it's always like real creepy where these jihadists will just randomly pick like some family or something and just go in and just stab them in their house or apartment. And it's like if somebody's yelling Heil Hitler and, you know, shooting black people, is it Nazi related? I mean, this is just getting so ridiculous. So I've got that here. I'm going to cover this a little bit later and get really serious. Hundreds of California children sent home on first day of school due to new vaccine law. Now, that's CBS News. And normally over the years, I would say this is a total hoax because in the past it was a hoax. Nowhere in the country do they have laws saying you couldn't attend school if you didn't take vaccines. They had regulations saying they wanted you to fill out a form for the health department that you weren't going to take them. It wasn't really a law, it was a regulation. But it was to give you the idea that you were criminal. California passed a law that got rid of religious and conscientious. So basically, it's 9/10 of a forced inoculation. They leave in there medical, where you can go find doctors that say, yeah, you may have an autoimmune response, or yeah, there's inserts in here, so you've got to take this. What you have to do is tell the school nurse or the school, fine, you sign a waiver form saying you indemnify me and will take care of me for any of these insert reactions, and I'll do it. And they'll let you in the school and leave you alone. It's pure criminal intimidation, and is a fraud still, because they imply in the article and the TV story, there's a text of it, It is an article. They load a teleprompter for them. They read it off. They call it TV news, but it is an article. So that's a little factoid right there. They imply it is the law and don't tell you about the medical exemption. So there's the facts.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you,
you know they're a liar.
No, they are.
All right, let me recap what our top story is today, and then I'm going to burrow into all the news we haven't gotten to yet ahead of Roger Stone, who just landed in Austin, Texas, and is going to be in studio with us later in the hour, coming into town for Trump's visit to Austin later this afternoon. This is Reuters. OSCE, that is an EU-UN organization. In fact, it is part of the corporate setup that created the UN. The OSCE rights group requests 500 international observers to monitor U.S. presidential vote for Hillary Clinton. But Trump's a kook because he said election fraud exists, but the UN wants 10 times what they had in 2012 to monitor our elections. But I thought there's no such thing as monitoring because Obama said election fraud. What's that? Simply incredible. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post comes out, and I'm going to read this whole article later in the third hour today, maybe even the fourth. Our world, Soros' campaign of global chaos. This isn't Alex Jones saying this. The first thing that we see is the megalomaniacal nature of Soros' philanthropic project. No corner of the globe is unaffected by his efforts. No policy area is left untouched. And you can read magazine interviews he gave 30 years ago where he said he believes he is the Messiah, but that he had to keep it secret. A weirdo Nazi collaborator that funds radical jihadists, the new emails are public, to help take over the West? This guy is a demonic freak. And the Jerusalem Post, to their credit, David Knight and I for almost 3 weeks have been asking every day, where's the coverage in the U.S. press? Zero. And they admit this hack. This is his emails. Just so much evil stuff. How to get our guns. How to dissolve our borders. He admits in here it's to rewrite voting districts. Major media outlets in the U.S. have ignored the leak of thousands of emails from billionaire George Soros' Open Society Foundation by the activist group and hacktivist group DC Leaks. The OSF, in the vehicle through which Soros has funneled billions of dollars over the past two decades to nonprofit organizations in the U.S. and throughout the world. Then it goes into how he's funding Hillary, how he's funding jihadis, and all the different things that he's doing, and how horrible and evil he is, and how he wants to attack the police, and how he's funding Black Lives Matter, and how he wants to destabilize. And people say to me, okay, but you know, there's some bad cops. Why are you against Black Lives Matter? Soros created it. It's White House, Justice Department run. It wants a destabilization campaign. You think our government's bad now? Wait till we get a real Soros government. Soros admitted 5 years ago in leaked Politico documents that his group, run by the White House to this day, Media Matters, was going to infiltrate the independent press from within, hire people, and then have them basically claim false reports. That's called espionage in the French. It happened to News Corp. We've had groups connected to this organization try to penetrate us. This isn't a game, people. Do you understand that? Here's another one. So that's Reuters, Jerusalem Post. Now another one. Yahoo News. Worldwide concern over too many immigrants. Study shows Paris tourism chief demand rescue plan as attacks scare off half their visitors. But it doesn't matter. The EU chief, Jean-Claude Juncker, says, quote, borders are the worst invention ever. Yeah, like bulkhead doors on submarines. Those were a horrible one, too. Or when Jacques Cousteau invented the personal diving tanks. That was a horrible invention if you want to go underwater. Without borders, you have no sovereignty, you have no culture, you will be conquered, you'll be overrun. And that's why we have all these clips of people like this particular individual and the head of the Green Party in Europe and the Democratic VP, Joe Biden, saying, it's wonderful, white people are going away, it's good, then things will be happy. And the current VP candidate saying, whites being a minority is good. It'll teach us what it's like. That's not even what's going on here. It's phrasing things, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said, where everything is based on race instead of being based on rights and freedoms that everyone has. That's how they steal all of our rights, is just obsessing over all this garbage. I mean, look at this new one over here. Schools across the country are going to let men compete as women in sports. Utah College formally allows men on women's sports teams, and it's happening all over the country. Yeah, what about getting rid of people's real rights to actually compete in their league? They're getting rid of all definitions, which gets rid of individuality. It's an inverted program of control. And And we have them saying get rid of borders completely. But what do they replace it with? Global corporate government run by the founder of the EU, now the head of the UN program on migrants and borders, Peter Sutherland, who says we're bringing in a world government and we're going to use third world populations to overthrow the West that is the engine of wealth so that we control it. And because the immigrants won't be able to assimilate and won't be able to get jobs because they bring them in from the worst third world hellholes, they will then be managed by the state but vote for the elite to keep their power structure in place. This is 21st century warfare. It's beyond organized crime. And it goes on from there. But before we go any further, let's shift gears into the organized crime. Giuliani, love him or hate him, he's telling the truth. Clinton Foundation, a racketeering enterprise, took money from criminals and dictators. We know that, but now he's saying it. Now it's going mainstream. That's Trump taking the gloves off. And that's why we have Trump coming out also basically saying the same thing, and then Clinton making a joke about it a few weeks ago. Let's play that montage.
This is an insider versus outsider campaign. She is the consummate, corrupt Washington insider, and she is thoroughly corrupt, and so is the Clinton Foundation. If I were back in my old job as U.S. attorney, I would probably indict the Clinton Foundation as a racketeering enterprise. They took money from money launderers, criminals, dictators, people who abuse women as a matter of government policy. She did favors for those very people who gave money to the Clinton Foundation. For example, UBS gave the Clintons altogether over $1 million. She made a call to the IRS, asking the IRS to go easy on their attempts to get identities from UBS. In my day, that was considered bribery when I was a U.S. attorney, and I prosecuted several very prominent politicians and convicted them of bribery, including two congressmen.
We've got to leave it there. Again, the Clinton Foundation and all those associated say that they are not under investigation and that they've been clear and transparent, so we will stay tuned because there are those who are urging us to look.
That's the biggest bunch of garbage I have ever heard.
Mr. Mayor, we appreciate your time today.
Bunch of garbage. They are, I believe, under investigation. There was a leak of that just the other day. And number two, if they're not, the Justice Department should be ashamed of itself.
All right. We got to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining Fox News Sunday, sir.
We're going to go to the Trump clip here in just a moment, basically saying the same thing. All they're doing, though, is looking up at a blue sky and saying it's a blue sky. She took $35 million, and her chief of staff took money as well, and then gave the Russians one-fifth of our uranium stockpile. Now imagine if Trump was giving the Russians our uranium. Imagine if Trump took $100-plus million in just the last few years from Gulf states, $24 million from Saudi Arabia, that executes gays. But that's okay, because these people are morally bankrupt, and their supporters, Democrat Party supporters, are cult-like zombies that don't really care about reality. They don't really care about actually having human rights. They want to feel good and feel like they're on the winning team so they can point their finger at other people. Here's Donald Trump.
As the evidence has become public over the last several months, I've become increasingly shocked by the vast scope of Hillary Clinton's criminality. It's criminality. The amounts involved, the favors done, and the significant number of times it was done require an expedited investigation by a special prosecutor immediately. After the FBI or Department of Justice whitewashed Hillary Clinton's email crimes, they certainly cannot be trusted to quickly or impartially investigate Hillary Clinton's new crimes, which happen all the time. The Justice Department is required to appoint an independent special prosecutor because it has proven itself to be, really, sadly, a political arm of the White House.
That's right, and they think you're so stupid. You know, I had a profound thought this morning that I meant to open the show up with, and I even wrote a note to do it and put it in my pocket, but just remembered it. Trump is running like you're smart. Hillary's running like you're stupid. Because he came out and said, we've got incredible election fraud. And they said, you're a kook, doesn't exist. And now the UN is sending a record 500-plus observers saying there's evidence of election fraud in the U.S. I mean, this is amazing.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now, all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yes, we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long. Babylon system is the vampire.
By the way, remember about a month ago or less, 3 weeks ago, $400 million was given to the Iranians in exchange for hostages. And the State Department put out press releases and gave press conferences and says this had nothing to do with this. This is a payment for money owed for more than two decades. And they also told Congress that in a letter. It was lying to Congress. Now, last week they came out and said, okay, it's true in a press conference. We played the clips on Friday. And said, yes, it was a payment for hostages, which now sets the precedent to take Americans as hostages because the State Department will pay you hundreds of millions of dollar bounty. Once you pay the pirate, as Rutger Kipling said, you better get ready to do it again and again and again. I've had people before try to blackmail me. And, of course, it was always with made-up stuff, too. And I'm just like, go make that up right now. Please do it. Because they've never been in the media. They've never been around. They haven't had thousands of fake allegations made about them before. I have people try to blackmail me on a semi-routine basis. And I tell you, I love it. Because if I ever even did something, I'm not ever going to be blackmailed. Comprende? But the steadfast policy of not being blackmailed by the U.S. government has now been reversed. And so we can now be like Guatemala, or we can now be like Nigeria, or Rwanda, or some areas in the Pacific. And why not? Politico, State Department confirms $400 million was a payoff ransom. Oh, Politico said it, so now it's true. Well, guess what? The conspiracy theorist, weeks and weeks and weeks before you told the truth, called you out as liars. Big steaming bulls, and it ain't Wolf Brand Chili. How long's it been since you got a big old steaming bowl of Hillary Clinton BS? Well, about every 5 seconds. Remember the old Wolf Brand Chili ads? How long's it been since you had a big steaming bowl of Wolf Brand Chili? Well, that's too long. Now, continuing. Unbelievable. State Department has no idea where $400 million Iran money even went. So there's a whole other facet to that, a big article and some video clips that are very important from the State Department up on InfoWars.com by our own Steve Watson. By the way, Steve Watson has a degree in international affairs and in political science and is just as smart. He's the big brother of Paul Joseph Watson, now a major media force in the world. I mean, he's up there, the top 30, 40 people now. He's amazing. And I wish I could get Steve to work for us full time. I've tried, but he likes to play the guitar and be in a band. And I guess that's a good thing. But, you know, Steve, we need you full time, my friend. I just want to say Steve Watson is an amazing guy, just as smart as Paul. And I need every soldier I can get. And it is so frustrating to know he should be a general, and instead he wants to be a sergeant, which is great. Sergeants do great things. They make the fight go around. But I need generals at this time that actually know what they're doing. There's plenty of people out there that want to be generals but actually don't want to do the work. I mean, if you want to use an evil analogy like I'm Sauron, I mean, he could be a powerful ringwraith in the fight, but we're on the other side, but you know what I mean. So we've got that going on. Speaking of sergeants, staff sergeants, Joe Biggs is a great sergeant. He did a report on this, World Net Daily Report, and there's also one on Daily Caller, and the Army says they're not going to comment on it, which means it's real. U.S. Army slide lists Hillary Clinton as security threat. And they called me about this yesterday because I was out doing some errands. They go, yeah, the Army has a slide saying she's a threat. And I went, and they listed terrorists in the article. And I thought, that sounds weird. But then I realized it's a security threat like a leaker. And, of course, she is one because she stored stuff on servers knowing it had been penetrated. Now, they list Snowden as a leaker and a security threat and a traitor. And I don't think he is because he didn't expose people's names. He exposed the unconstitutional programs that are being used to control our country. That's not my opinion. That's the Constitution. That's common sense. But again, we were told forever that this stuff doesn't exist. There's no NSA spying. There's no keyword spying. There's no hubs inside the telecommunications companies that are NSA. But, of course, everything whistleblowers told me 19 years ago, 18 years ago. I mean, I was at the cutting edge of exposing this with whistleblowers. But back then, there'd be almost no coverage when I had a Wayne Madsen on or a James Bamford on or you name it. I mean, Wayne Madsen has exposed stuff in the NSA almost as big as Snowden. But see, he did it 18, 19 years ago, but back when they didn't arrest whistleblowers that exposed criminal activity. Nowadays, he'd be locked up or have to run to Russia. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen, from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, will be hosting in the fourth hour. I'll probably overlap some into Paul with Roger Stone, former head of Trump's campaign, who is driving here from the airport right now to be in studio with us. Trump, obviously, is going to be getting into Austin very, very soon, and so we should look for some interesting news on that front as well. I want to drill into the war on the family and just the war on the species itself, while the globalists are doing that. But first, I want to get into a very powerful report posted at InfoWars.com, new report, whites actually more likely to be shot by police. Now, we know this. But this has been really put together in a very powerful presentation. And so we're going to be looking at that in detail. Now, before I go to that, and we actually see the graphics and see the FBI's own numbers, it's shocking. Before I go to that, we are ending the Living Defense special today. And I've been doing a Living Defense cleanse. You can do them a couple times a year. It's scores of concentrated herbs and plant extracts that have been known by cultures throughout the world to remove harmful organisms out of the gut, but at the same time, make your body overall more healthy. And I've been doing this. My children have been doing this. It is so good for you, and it's 20% off right now. You can sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off, and all orders of $50 or more have free shipping in perpetuity. 20% off Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser ends tonight, InfoWarsLife.com, as we are selling out of our latest run. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we sell out or have to remove the special, which is now happening. Start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Just read some of the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and see what Living Defense is doing for listeners. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com. You get Living Defense for 20% off, but that will end today. Here's what Scott from an undisclosed location said, five stars. I follow the directions of the bottle, and I have noticed a big difference in how I feel. This is a great product. I just had to go after little worms and stuff that most people have. It goes after bacteria and toxic things that are in your body releasing toxins. That's a nice way of saying using your guts like a latrine. Living Defense, love this stuff. Just the smell of it tells me it's the real deal. Dr. Group is the man. And that's Hanchez from San Diego, California. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's why we sell out all the time. Because if you got 30-something ingredients in it, and each one has to be California standards, which basically means you can't find anything in it. I mean, the air has more toxins in it than this does. Then it's really hard to get batches that are that clean. But we do it. And that's why it sells out. It's why a lot of people don't sell nutraceuticals in California, because the law is basically passed where it's very hard to do it. But we like to be at the highest standards, so we're able to do it. Also, the new Amerageddon film that we exclusively have the rights to until August 3rd. You can get it for $19.95, an amazing film that deals with the globalists and different false flag scenarios like EMPs that they've been known to be looking into and researching. $19.95, get a second copy for $19.95, and then get three of my films free, while supplies last, or a bottle of colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. And when I say while supplies last, I had 20-something titles. We've sold out of 12 titles. We're down to 8 titles. And so as they sell out, we're changing every few hours what videos are available. So you'll get whatever video you order. It's just that they're all going to be sold out soon, and we'll just be selling Amerageddon at the regular price. And a lot of folks ask me, you know, why do you discount something out of the gates? It's what I like to do. I mean, I like to give people a good deal, and also I like to get my films out there so that you can donate them to the library, donate them to the local VFW, put them on Access TV, whatever. It's all about reaching out to people, and every person we reach out to is amazing. So Amerageddon, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, this is a subject fraught with political correctness. But I'm not going to be politically correct because I genuinely care about everyone. And not because I'm virtue signaling. I have real empathy. If I close the door, which happens invariably once a year or so, on a little pink gecko that are all over my house, no matter where I've lived, they're all over Central Texas, and cut the little guy in half, I get really sad, and I say, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, and I get a napkin, and if he's flopping around, I crush his little head or her little head, not because I enjoy it, but because I have empathy. And I'm going to be honest with you, I get a tear in my eye. Now, I'm a predator. Humans are designed to be predators, but not against their own species. And so it's complex psychology. But if I go out and shoot a deer, that's a prey animal that as a human I'm designed to kill, or if I kill it with a bow or however I take it out, and I'm designed to butcher it, not because I want to kill an animal, but because I'm designed, just like a great white shark eating a seal. But I'm not designed to eat little geckos, so I think of it as like a little baby. It's cute. It's not my prey, so I'm sad. And there are other predator animals that will kill the species they mainly feed on, but then will take in and cuddle and baby another species. Wolves have been documented to take in humans. The globalists are predators against us all, basically. And that's not natural. We don't want to base a society on being predators on each other. That creates an economy of conquest, not of innovation. A system that implodes, not a system that grows, not a system we want to be in. And there's never a perfect utopia between a Renaissance economy and a barbarous oppression economy. We're always somewhere in between the conquest economy and the free market win-win economy. But I want to move towards the 360 win system. Now, that said, I've studied epigenetics, and I have really looked into it deeply, and most top scientists now across the field of human behaviorism know this is a fact. You call it instincts. And I've studied, and if I was a professor, I'd go to the research and put a paper out, but actually quantify it all down. But I'm going from memory here, so this is a gestalt and a dead reckoning. I wouldn't call it scientific, just a theory. Now I'm being a conspiracy theorist. When I do that, I put a hat on to tell folks I'm doing it. But if you look at Europe, 1,000 years ago, it was still barbarous, very, very dangerous. And the murder rate, if you go back and look at some of the histories, was very, 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 very high. If you look at England or London specifically, 500, 600 years ago, they banned Christmas for a while because there were riots so bad in London that sometimes tens of thousands of people would die a night and a third of the city would burn down. I mean, look it up yourself. I've read mainline history books on the subject. It was incredible. And what am I getting at here? There was a thug life, thug culture, where it was cool to run around killing people and just at laissez-faire, rape, murder, burn things down. Christianity was trying to reform that, but in many cases it would break back out. And that was because epigenetically, the people that you saw there, but it was also culture from being barbarians, it wasn't the IQs. These were smart people. It was the culture and the epigenetics of just being a few generations off the farm. But in those days, you had to fight on a basically weekly basis just to not have your farm taken. So it's like street fighting meets the farm. That's why they've got big university studies, you can Google them, showing whether it was somebody in Africa 5,000 years ago or somebody in Europe 5,000 years ago, they were stronger than the strongest power lifters, faster runners than anybody alive today, because they hadn't been brought into modern society and weren't basically being domesticated. So it's an issue of domestication versus being wild. It's not an issue of saying someone's primitive or someone's evil or someone's bad. But see, the globalists aren't coming in to our cultures to try to domesticate us so we're nice and loving and like Star Trek. They are doing this to absolutely make us stand down and be overrun and enslaved. So I think it's good to get back to being more primitive, because that's not primitive in the word. That's more advanced when it comes to standing up for yourself. But the globalists know how to manipulate that. And they have beta tested, first with rock and roll, rebellion in the 60s and the sexual revolution to break up the family. And I'm not up here on a high horse about sex. I'm simply, and I have read the white papers on this, so most of this is documented fact. They did it to break down the family, to break down the culture. They beta tested in black communities, particularly bioweapons and drug dealing. So a lot of that's been done culturally also to create a higher crime rate. But then they used gangster rap and other systems in the 80s. This has come out. The CIA to create a culture, a fake warrior culture of killing each other for pointless reasons and not caring to prep people for the prison population. Now the globalists have moved on worldwide with this weaponized system against everyone. And it's had devastating effects. And we've talked a lot about that. And I've talked to major rock stars, major record executives, some of the biggest in the world, off record. Not people you've heard on air. Also, maybe some you have. But these aren't the ones I'm talking about. Where they were there in the 90s saying, you better get into gangster thugism or you're not going to be on air. What do you mean? We're at the top of the charts. We don't care. We've been directed to go with this. That's why you see kind of rap country music now that's all thugged out and rock and roll that's all thugged out. That's a directive that if you want to be on air, you do that. And this is to artificially express epigenetics to be violent and to try to artificially bring those back. And so that's what's going on here. But it doesn't matter if you are, say, a white person being targeted by racist black people because in the cosmology you deserve it because you're bad at some form of reparations. It has to be decried as racist and evil. But the left is covering it up because they want to continue this paradigm on into the future so that they can imprison populations while claiming they represent them, but paint them with the red letter of criminal while using that threat to then set up a police state that controls all the other so-called populations. And by that, really, just middle-class populations that have escaped poorer areas. This is systems of social engineering. And you can look at the statistics. Some of the best statistics in the world come from the FBI because statistics started in the modern age with the FBI. That's well known. Some of them are adulterated. Certainly, some crime statistics get manipulated. But they're amongst some of the best because it's hard to cover up, you know, the actual number of murders, say, in the United States. Things like rape, obviously, are underreported. But when it comes to armed robbery, bank robberies, that's well documented, and almost all of it is on record. So when these big studies come out proving this, the media doesn't want to cover it because it doesn't fit into the worldview that inherently white people are evil, and that's why these problems are happening. The truth is there are evil people of every color who join together in organized crime syndicates to prey on the general public by keeping us dumbed down, by keeping us in the dark, and by manipulating us, and then by setting up false cultures that we're supposed to follow that are designed to sabotage and destroy us. And basically prep some of the pre-existing problems in the system to exacerbate it and not let the crisis go to waste. So that said, Heather McDonald with Prager University made a very powerful video that's up on Infowars.com in a report, White's actually way more likely to be shot by police, and it gets into a lot more than just that. And these are the latest numbers. Now, it's just like what we see with gun crime. Crimes using guns have been flat the last few years. It was dropping since 1992, over 60% on average. But the perception is there's massive, massive, massive crime with guns being used. There's also a perception that police officers are killing blacks at exponential en masse. That's used as the cover by the very people that on record social engineered in the 50s and 60s as a beta test the black community. Now, again, it's come out, the secret testing in the black community, but the media will only cover it when it's the black community. Not because they care about black people, but because when this stuff first started coming out, it could be seen as more palatable with a background of real racism that was stronger at the time to then have the whole thing be shut down. When you actually research, there's secret testing going on against everybody in every major country, against every major military. The globalist religion is about suppressing and controlling populations. And it's all about constantly testing scientifically to understand how we tick, to know how to control us, and to train and test the testers to see what populations will they test on, what will they do. In fact, almost all the children that were radiated to death during and after the atomic project, the Manhattan Project, were white, poor white children. But they actually got some religious groups in the country to even donate their children and their young men to be tested on lethally. Now, if you don't believe me, you need to research that. And by the way, I know this sounds incredible, folks, but that's how controlled some of the Christian groups in this country were. They believed like Christ to actually go submit to being killed in many cases. That's the Seventh-day Adventists, by the way. So this is hardcore, folks. This is hardcore. You need to understand this. Let's go to this report. This is something they do not want you to see. When you get this out to everybody, here it is.
Does the truth matter? Not to groups like Black Lives Matter. That's tragic for many reasons, not the least of which is that black lives are being lost as a result. When it comes to the subject of American police, blacks, and the deadly use of force, here is what we know. A recent deadly force study by Washington State University researcher Lois James found that police officers were less likely to shoot unarmed black suspects than unarmed white or Hispanic ones in simulated threat scenarios. Harvard economics professor Roland Fryer analyzed more than 1,000 officer-involved shootings across the country. He concluded that there is zero evidence of racial bias in police shootings. In Houston, he found that blacks were 24% less likely than whites to be shot by officers, even though the suspects were armed or violent. Does the truth matter? An analysis of the Washington Post's police shooting database and of federal crime statistics reveals that fully 12% of all whites and Hispanics who die of homicide are killed by cops. By contrast, only 4% of black homicide victims are killed by cops. But isn't it a sign of bias that blacks make up 26% of police shooting victims, but only 13% of the national population? It is not, and common sense suggests why. Police shootings occur more frequently where officers confront armed or violently resisting suspects. Those suspects are disproportionately black. According to the most recent study by the Department of Justice, although blacks were only about 15% of the population in the 75 largest counties in the U.S., they were charged with 62% of all robberies, 57% of murders, and 45% of assaults. In New York City, blacks commit over three-quarters of all shootings, though they are only 23% of the city's population. Whites, by contrast, commit under 2% of all shootings in the city, though they are 34% of the population. New York's crime disparities are repeated in virtually every racially diverse city in America. The real problem facing inner-city black communities today is not the police, but criminals. In 2014, over 6,000 blacks were murdered, more than all white and Hispanic homicide victims combined. Who is killing them? Not the police, and not white civilians, but other blacks. In fact, a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. If the police ended all use of lethal force tomorrow, it would have a negligible impact on the black death by homicide rate. In Chicago, through just the first 6.5 months of 2016, over 2,300 people were shot. That's a shooting an hour during some weekends. The vast majority of the victims were black. During the same period, the Chicago police shot 12 people, all armed and dangerous. That's 0.5% of all shootings. Does the truth matter? If it does, here's a truth worth pondering. There is no government agency more dedicated to the proposition that black lives matter than the police. The proactive policing revolution that began in the mid-1990s has dramatically brought down the inner city murder rate and saved tens of thousands of black lives. Unfortunately, that crime decline is now in jeopardy. As I write in my book, The War on Cops, police officers are backing off of proactive policing in black neighborhoods thanks to the false narrative that police officers are infected with homicidal bias. As a result, violent crime is going up. In cities with large black populations, homicides in 2015 rose anywhere from 54% in Washington, D.C. to 90% in Cleveland. Overall, in the nation's 56 largest cities, homicides in 2015 rose 17%, a nearly unprecedented one-year spike. Many law-abiding residents of high-crime areas beg the police to maintain order, precisely the type of policing that the ACLU, progressive politicians, and the Obama Justice Department denounce as racist. This is tragic because when the police refrain from proactive policing, black lives are lost. Lost because of a myth. The best research and data reach this conclusion. There is no evidence that police are killing blacks just because they're black. You now have the truth. Does it matter? I'm Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute for Prager University.
I want to be clear. Everyone knows this that's ever followed what I've done over 20-plus years, that I'm known as the anti-police state guy. I'm known as the person that's against warrantless seizures. I'm the guy against that warned of drones and that warned of the NSA spying and that warned of all the different red light cameras and systems. But you talk to the average cop, they don't like all that. They say, tell the politicians to change it. I'm not one of these people, though, that's just in some mindless love fest with police because I like to watch cop shows on TV. I understand the formulae that has been used to overthrow countless countries in the 20th and 21st century by communists. And you ask, well, you say it's megabanks doing this. Why is it the same formula? Because it was megabanks in 1917, this is undisputed history, that funded the Bolshevik Revolution. They wanted a group of communists to run the country, enslave the people, and make deals with them for raw material. Communism is a tool of the ultra-tax-exempt rich. That's why Warren Buffett supports it. That's why Henry Kissinger supports it. That's why Ted Turner supports it. That's why Bill Gates supports it, because they're tax-exempt. And until people figure out this paradigm and read the book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, from their own documents, I think we still sell that book. We don't have a future. It's finally back in print. I know we were selling it for a while. Is it available? InfoWarsStore.com? I think it is. It's a short little book. It's got their quotes. And until you realize the ultra-rich are waging war on prosperity, we have no future. Everyone should order None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen. His son went on to start Politico. Shameful. The late, great Gary Allen. With Larry Abraham. None Dare Call a Conspiracy. The most important book other than the Bible you will ever read. Veritas. Pure, unadulterated Veritas. 4.9 stars, available in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, I didn't even mean to plug right now. I was just thinking of that. And by the way, I didn't just believe that book once I got on radio and TV. I had myself and my one or two crew members early on who were volunteers. We went to the UT Library and others. We'd do day trips sometimes to Dallas and places. Or listeners would go to the microfiche in New York or D.C. and send us stuff in the mail. The real patriots, you know who you are out there listening today. With the actual quotes from the Congressional Record and newspapers going back decades that were in None Dare Call It. The book's all true. I wanted to know if David Rockefeller said that Mao Zedong was wonderful and we should have communism. I got the New York Times where he said it. I put it to film. I show it to you. I went to the UT microfiche and I got it. What I'm saying is, I know what I'm talking about. These people are evil. They put Mao in. He killed 80-something million of his own people. And by the way, speaking of evil, the Bill Clinton rape shirt that helps spread the word funds this operation, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing Roger Stone in right now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.